Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
SBS Radio.
Fis-sena 2016 l-ekonomija Awstraljana kompliet il-mixja tagħha lejn espansjoni ekonomika mingħajr interruzzjoni. Intant dan it-tkabbir xorta waħda naqas għall-iktar livell baxx fl-10 snin li għaddew. Dubji ju biża dwar tnaqqis globali mqan lamit tilwim bejn l-Istat Uniti u ċ-Ċina dwar il-kummerċ li jirriżulta f'konsumatur iktar kawt u f'ekonomija iktar batuta. X'inhu għalhekk li qed isir dwar dan? Il-ġlieda kontra nuqqas fit-tkabbir tal-ekonomija fl-Awstralja kienet immexxija mill-Bank tar-Riserva Awstraljan f'Martin Place f'Sydney. Is-sena l-oħra il-bank qata' tliet darbiet ir-rata uffiċjali tal-flus kontanti u b'hekk niżżilha għal rekord baxx ta' 0.75%. Il-qtuħ kien iddisinjat biex jinkoraġġixxi l-poplu jonfoq iktar u n-negozji jisilfu iktar biex ikunu jistgħu jinvestu u joħolqu iktar impjiegi. Intant il-kap ekonomista ta' AMP Capital Shane Oliver jgħid li dan għadu ma seħħx minkejja wkoll li xi support mill-gvern fejn titħol it-taxxa.
They've taken the tax cuts, they've taken the rate cuts and said thank you very much, I'm going to pay down my net debt faster or if I don't have debt I'll just save it. And that's because there's a degree of caution in the economy. Consumers are uncertain, uncertain about their jobs, uncertain about what will happen in the economy, that's causing them to save that money.
Ir-rati baxxi tal-interessi intant kellhom konsegwenzi oħra minħabba li l-investituri feċċew assi li joffru profitti ikbar. Fil-waqt li ċaħdu id-dollaru Awstraljan li kien 5% inqas kontra id-dollaru Amerikan fis-sena li għaddiet huma nġibdu lejn is-suq Awstraljan tal-isma li kiber b'iktar minn 20%. U wara riviżjoni l-valur tal-proprjetà nazzjonali reġa' ritorna qatt kbir fl-aħħar tas-sena. Oliver jgħid li l-Bank Ċentrali probabbilment se jerġa' jbaxxi r-rati uffiċjali.
We see rates going down and we see the low point as being 0.25% and that being achieved by March of next year. The bottom line here is the Reserve Bank has goals to achieve, full employment, higher inflation, higher wages growth. They're not meeting those goals. Ideally they need some help from Canberra.
L-ekonomista ta' UBS Carlos Cacho jaqbel li l-gvern jeħtieġ jagħmel intervenzjoni wkoll.
Our hope is that we do see some more fiscal stimulus in the May budget next year. We're hoping for another $8 to $10 billion of tax cuts. We think that might be enough to start to see consumers go out and spend a bit more.
Fin-nuqqas ta' dan il-Bank tar-Riserva jista' jkun sfurzat jikkunsidra miżuri ħafna inqas tradizzjonali mis-soltu, diġà skluda rati ta' interessi fin-negattiv. Intant staqar ċarament li r-rati tal-interessi se jibqgħu baxxi sakemm jintlaħqu l-miri tal-inflazzjoni, it-tkabbir u l-qgħad. Jispjega f'iktar dettall Shane Oliver minn AMP.
That involves the central bank using printed money to buy government bonds to pump that cash into the economy. The theory is that some of that extra cash will be lent out. It will result in lower cost of funding through the economy, potentially even lower mortgage rates, and also that printed money will put downwards pressure on the value of the Australian dollar.
Carlos Cacho min UBS jaqbel li dan il-pjan jista' jaħdem tajjeb.
It certainly worked in reducing bond yields. You see that in the US and Europe and Japan. And in small open economies similar to Australia like Sweden, QE has been quite effective in lowering the currency and generating inflation. So in that sense it has worked. But as the RBA has pointed out, we've not really seen any of these central banks extricate themselves from QE yet.
Il-laqgħa li jmiss tal-bord tal-Bank tar-Riserva mistennija tkun fi frar li ġej.
SBS Radio.
Trid tisma' aktar stejjer bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.